sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. So 2019 has been a great year for 9/11 truth, with lawsuits and building studies and fire commissioners speaking out. And this past weekend, I had my own sort of personal experience with positive things happening. I went to Maine to help out our Maine 9/11 truth-seeking colleagues work their 9/11 truth booth at the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association annual fair. Approximately 60,000 people attend the fair each year. Our booth was one among 55 in the social and political action tents. And on Sunday afternoon, totally by surprise, we were awarded the blue ribbon for the most educational booth of all 55 of the social and political action booths at the fair. I was really shocked because, you know, we so often get ridiculed or ignored for our work. But anyway, we did. We received the blue ribbon for the most educational booth out of the 55. So this show is going to be about more good news concerning 9/11. So first, let's start with the fire commissioners in Franklin Square, Munson, New York, who came out in July of this year supporting that grand jury investigation that the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry initiated in New York City in federal court. Now, grand juries are held in secret, so we don't know what they're doing, but it is ongoing at this time. And the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry have offered their services and are willing to meet with the grand jury, but so far they haven't been taken up on their offer. So these Franklin Square and Munson fire commissioners voted unanimously to support this grand jury investigation, calling for a new investigation, saying it was controlled demolition. And today you're going to hear a speech given by one of the fire commissioners about this resolution that they passed and their concerns for getting at the truth of 9/11. So let's start with him. Here he is, Fire Commissioner Christopher Gioia. And he's speaking here on September 7th in New York City. And he's being introduced here by David Meiswinkel, who I've had on the show before, and who is one of the lawyers with the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. And so here they are, Attorney David Meiswinkel, followed by Fire Commissioner Christopher Gioia.
It's my great pleasure to introduce the former Marine and the Fire Commissioner in Franklin Square, Munson, and his fellow commissioners have just done an historic resolution and vote, and now are taking the lead to try to get some truth and integrity to an investigation to what happened on 9/11. I would like to introduce Commissioner Christopher Gioia.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you very much, David. Good afternoon, David and honored guests. My name is Christopher Gioia, and I'm a fire commissioner with the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District in the town of Franklin Square, New York, Nassau County, which is near the Queens border. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I've been an active volunteer firefighter with the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department for 33 years. I am also a former EMT and an ex-chief, having served 5 years in that position. I am currently employed as a construction surveyor with Local 15 operating engineers in New York City, having worked in the heavy construction industry for the past 30 years, specializing in reinforced concrete, major foundations, and structural steel. On the morning of September 11, 2001, I was working on the Brooklyn side of the East River, just north of the Williamsburg Bridge. and I had a spectacular view of Manhattan and the Twin Towers. Having been an eyewitness to the attacks that day, and from being called to duty to assist the Fire Department of New York in the following days and weeks afterwards, 9/11 has never been far from my thoughts, having been burned forever into my psyche. That night, as I lay in bed, numb with shock and disbelief, a wicked lightning and thunderstorm descended on the town of Franklin Square. It was the kind of thunder that crashed and reverberated and shook the walls of the house down to the foundation. It was a bad storm, and I remember thinking that the heavens had opened up and all that hatred and evil that was perpetrated that day was spilling out all around us, and that God was truly angry about this, and that this was an omen of things to come. Now, almost 18 years later, life is somewhat normal. The country is still at war with that faceless, nameless enemy that knows no territorial boundaries, yet manages to provoke this country into attacking sovereign nations without a formal declaration of war from Congress, or without any independently corroborated intelligence or information as to why a military intervention is justified or needed. Presently, when the Pentagon says our military must attack, who would dare question that? It's the all-encompassing and never-ending war on terror, and it stems from the attacks on 9/11, 2001. The 9/11 Commission concluded that Osama bin Laden and a group of Islamic terrorists were responsible and carried out the attacks, and that was to be the end of it. Truth be told, this is far from the end of it. The 9/11 Commission was flawed, and in the words of two of its own, the chairman and the vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, respectively, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, stated in their book, without precedent, that they were, quote, set up to fail, end quote, and were starved of funds to do a proper investigation. They also confirmed that they were denied access to the truth and misled by senior officials in the Pentagon and the Federal Aviation Authority, and that this obstruction and deception led them to contemplate slapping officials with criminal charges. The final report did not examine key evidence and neglected serious anomalies in the various accounts of what happened. The commissioners themselves admit their report was incomplete and flawed, and that many questions about the terror attacks remain unanswered. Nevertheless, the 9/11 Commission was swiftly closed down on August 21st, 2004. The failings of the official investigation have fueled too many half-baked conspiracy theories. Some of the 9/11 truth groups promote speculative hypotheses, ignore innocent explanations, cite non-expert sources, and jump to conclusions that are not proven by the known facts. They convert mere coincidence and circumstantial evidence into cast iron proof. This is no way to debunk the obfuscations and evasions of the 9/11 report. But even amid the hype, some of these 9/11 groups raise valid and important questions that were never even considered, let alone answered by the official investigation. The bottom line here is that the American public has not been told the complete truth about the events of that fateful autumn morning almost 18 years ago. What happened on 9/11 is fundamentally important in its own right, but equally important is the way the 9/11 cover-up signifies an absence of democratic, transparent, and accountable government. Establishing the truth is, in part, about restoring honesty, trust, and confidence in the American political system. That is why on July 24th of this year, the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Department voted unanimously to adopt a legal resolution of support for the special federal grand jury investigation before the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. The almost 3,000 innocent people who were murdered right before our eyes that day cannot speak. So it is left up to us to speak for them and demand that their voices be heard in a court of law with subpoena power and an impartial jury to consider all the evidence by placing 9/11 under a microscope and investigating everything and anything with the same veracity as the recent Mueller investigation into Russian collusion. And not before some so-called commission of political appointees who had the rules dictated to them by some of the very people who were being investigated or who had conflicts of interest and which should have led to several members of the commission to recuse themselves. I demand to know, as should everyone, why was this important testimony limited and in some cases not even recorded? Why was crucial evidence suppressed or not even considered and looked at, or worse yet, destroyed? That is not justice. To put 9/11 into a little perspective, I looked at the cost of government investigations and money spent. The Mueller investigation cost about $25 million. The Whitewater investigation cost about $60 to $70 million. The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster, it cost about $175 million and 7 astronauts killed. The Space Shuttle Columbia disaster cost about $400 million and 7 astronauts killed. The 9/11 Commission was initially given $3 million and 18 months to complete, with a final cost of about $15 million and a conclusion that it was a failure of imagination. Really, imagine that. The worst act of terrorism in the history of our country, which claimed almost 3,000 innocent lives and which dramatically altered the course of our nation and the world, and it had an imposed deadline of just 18 months, which was extended by 2 months, and it had an initial budget of just $3 million. Remember what the chairman and vice chairman of 9/11 Commission said. They were set up to fail and were starved of funds to do a proper investigation. Who could have imagined that, given the magnitude of such an atrocity? People lie, but the facts don't. All we want now, after 18 years, is the truth, based on the facts that can be proved in a court of law. Throughout history, it has been the inaction of those who could have acted, the indifference of those who should have known better, and the silence of the voice of justice when it mattered most that has made it possible for evil to triumph. So it would seem now, until now, we have left unmolested those who set the fire to the house and prosecuted those who sounded the alarm. But that is changing. Justice consists not in being neutral between right and wrong, but in finding out the right and upholding it wherever found against wrong. Theodore Roosevelt. Justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. Benjamin Franklin. And for all of you who have been toiling away in the kitchen, where's Richard Gage? Toiling away in the kitchen for these past 18 years, Confucius said, the man who moves a mountain begins by carrying away small stones. Thank you.
And again, you were just listening to Franklin Square and Munson, New York Fire Commissioner Christopher Gioia discussing the resolution the fire commissioners passed unanimously supporting the grand jury petition investigation in New York City into the events of 9/11. And now we're going to hear a short clip from a recent Redacted Tonight show hosted by comedian Lee Camp on the RT network. He adds a little humor into the discussion of the Halsey Report out of the University of Alaska, which proves that World Trade Center Building 7 couldn't have come down by office fires, and that the only thing that could have caused the collapse of this 47-story building in 6.5 seconds is controlled demolition. This has been lightly edited to remove FCC-restricted language. So here he is, comedian Lee Camp.
That brings us to our last story, a crucial new study that just came out. And since last week was the anniversary of 9/11, it's a perfect time. The study has to do with Building 7, which was the third skyscraper to collapse on 9/11. It fell to the ground 7 hours after the other two towers, and it wasn't hit by an airplane. Apparently, when Americans were recently polled, 36% of respondents said that they were unaware there was a third building that collapsed on September 11th. Well, in that case, this may be 18 years too late, but surprise! Sorry for your loss. Anyway, a new extensive 4-year study was conducted by the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Alaska, not by me, by the University of Alaska, and used complex computer models to determine if Building 7 really was the first steel-framed high-rise ever to have collapsed solely due to office fires. The study found that the building came down not due to fire, but from the near simultaneous failure of every column in the building. Now, I want to be clear. I am not questioning the official story of 9/11. I would never do that because if you watch this show, you know I always trust our government. And I like being alive. I like being alive. I want to continue the aliveness I have going so far. So not questioning the official story at all. I love official stories. I love them. Even when I watch NBA games, I root for the officials. Love them. Love them. I'm just reporting on a large University of Alaska engineering study. That is all. And I would never question the official narrative when it's signed off on by every New York fire department that was there on the day. I wasn't there. They were there. Well, okay, maybe not every New York fire department. This summer, in late July, commissioners for one New York area fire department, which responded to the attacks and lost one of their own that day, voted unanimously in their call for a new investigation into the attacks. They stated clearly in the resolution that they don't believe the official story, unlike this guy, who does believe every word of it, even the redacted bits, even the blacked out, censored portions. I'm like right on the money. They are. I'm like, yes, black ink. I love it. I stand with the 100% of people who have actually seen the footage of Building 7 collapsing and believe it was done by fires alone. Well, maybe not 100%. A new poll found that 52% of those who saw the footage of the building falling were either sure or suspected that the building's fall was due to explosives and was a controlled demolition, with 27% saying they didn't know what to make of the footage. So that adds up to 79% who watched the footage did not say it looked like it was caused by fires, but I disagree with those 79%! Get your head on straight! That is just a poll. It doesn't mean anything. And it certainly doesn't mean the official story is wrong. The 9/11 Commission report left no stone unturned. Well, maybe not no stone. The chair and vice chair of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton, wrote in their book, Without Precedent, that not only was the commission starved of funds and its powers of investigation oddly limited, but that they were obstructed and outright lied to by top Pentagon officials and officials with the FAA. They and other commissioners have said that the official report on the attacks is incomplete, flawed, and unable to answer key questions about the terror attacks. Idiots. I mean, what do the chair and the vice chair of the commission know? The official story is the only story. And we need to stop asking questions, okay? For the love of God, stop with the questions!
And again, you were just listening to Lee Camp, host of the show Redacted Tonight on the RT Network. You can find that show and the previous clip with Fire Commissioner Christopher Gioia both on YouTube. Just search under their names and 9/11. And hopefully the Franklin Square Munson Fire Commissioner's resolution on 9/11 will inspire other fire departments to do the same. After all, 9/11 was no small matter. We are in endless wars because of it and have lost many of our civil liberties and many lives and trillions of dollars. And I want to encourage you, the listeners, to call your local newspapers and ask them to cover the Halsey Report and the Franklin Square and Munson Fire Commissioner's resolution. And make your congresspersons aware of both of them, too. It's like we live in a parallel universe where we know all of this information and about these investigations and lawsuits that are going on, but none of them are reflected or mentioned even in our corporately controlled and CIA-infested media. It's no wonder that it's difficult for people to understand what's really going on. What's the real fake news? But there is hope. When I was up in Maine at the fair this past weekend, several different young people in their early 20s came up to the table and shared with us that there's a large group of people their age into this 9/11, getting that they've been lied to and sharing all the information online, and that they regularly discuss it with each other all online. So there is hope. And now I'm going to end the show today with a summary of 9/11 done a few years ago by James Corbett of the CorbettReport.com. And here it is.
On the morning of September 11th, 2001, 19 men armed with box cutters directed by a man on dialysis in a cave fortress halfway around the world using a satellite phone and a laptop directed the most sophisticated penetration of the most heavily defended airspace in the world, overpowering the passengers and the military combat-trained pilots on four commercial aircraft before flying those planes wildly off course for over an hour without being molested by a single fighter interceptor. These 19 hijackers, devout religious fundamentalists who like to drink alcohol, snort cocaine, and live with pink-haired strippers, managed to knock down three buildings with two planes in New York. While in Washington, a pilot who couldn't handle a single-engine Cessna was able to fly a 757 in an 8,000-foot descending 270-degree corkscrew turn to come exactly level with the ground, hitting the Pentagon in the budget analyst office where DoD staffers were working on the mystery of the $2.3 trillion that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld had announced missing from the Pentagon's coffers in a press conference the day before, on September 10th, 2001. Luckily, the news anchors knew who did it within minutes.
Osama bin Laden.
The pundits knew within hours.
Osama bin Laden.
The administration knew within the day.
Terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them.
And the evidence literally fell into the FBI's lap.
That a hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
But for some reason, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists demanded an investigation into the greatest attack on American soil in history. That investigation was delayed, underfunded, set up to fail, a conflict of interest, and a cover-up from start to finish. It was based on testimony extracted through torture, the records of which were destroyed. It failed to mention the existence of WTC-7, Able Danger, PTEC, Sibel Edmonds, OBL and the CIA, and the drills of hijacked aircraft being flown into buildings that were being simulated at the precise same time that those events were actually happening. It was lied to by the Pentagon, the CIA, the Bush administration, and as for Bush and Cheney, well, no one knows what they told it because they testified in secret, off the record, not under oath, and behind closed doors. It didn't bother to look at who funded the attacks, because that question is ultimately of little practical significance. Still, the 9/11 Commission did brilliantly, answering all of the questions the public had, except most of the victims' family members' questions, and pinned blame on all the people responsible, although no one so much as lost their job, determining the attacks were
failure of imagination.
Because
nobody in our government, at least, and I don't think the prior government, that could envision flying airplanes into buildings.
Except the Pentagon, FEMA, NORAD, and the NRO. The DIA destroyed 2.5 terabytes of data on Able Danger, but that's okay because it probably wasn't important. The SEC destroyed their records on the investigation into the insider trading before the attacks, but that's okay because destroying the records of the largest investigation in SEC history is just part of routine record keeping. NIST has classified the data that they used for their model of WTC-7's collapse, but that's okay because knowing how they made their model of the collapse would jeopardize public safety. The FBI has argued that all material related to their investigation of 9/11 should be kept secret from the public, but that's okay because the FBI probably has nothing to hide. This man never existed, nor is anything he had to say worthy of your attention, and if you say otherwise, you are a paranoid conspiracy theorist and deserve to be shunned by all of humanity. Likewise him, 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 and her. And her, and her, and him. Osama bin Laden lived in a cave fortress in the hills of Afghanistan, but somehow got away. Then he was hiding out in Tora Bora, but somehow got away. Then he lived in Abbottabad for years, taunting the most comprehensive intelligence dragnet employing the most sophisticated technology in the history of the world for a decade, releasing video after video with complete impunity and getting younger and younger as he did so, before finally being found in a daring SEAL team raid which wasn't recorded on video, in which he didn't resist or use his wife as a human shield, and in which these crack special forces operatives panicked and killed this unarmed man, supposedly the best source of intelligence about those dastardly terrorists on the entire planet. Then they dumped his body in the ocean before telling anyone about it. Then a couple dozen of that team's members died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. This is the story of 9/11, brought to you by the media which told you the hard truths about
his head could be seen to move violently forward.
And
they took the babies out of incubators.
And
mobile production facilities.
And
the rescue of Jessica Lynch.
If you have any questions about this story, you are a bat paranoid tinfoil dog abusing baby hater and will be reviled by everyone. If you love your country and or freedom, happiness, rainbows, rock and roll, puppy dogs, apple pie, and your grandma, you will never ever express doubts about any part of this story to anyone. Ever. This has been a public service announcement by the friends of the FBI, CIA, NSA, DIA, SEC, MSM, White House, NIST, and the 9/11 Commission. Because ignorance is strength.